702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
22 after 8, let's catch up with Adam Gilchrist now. This is an ongoing story for so many decades. How many renowned peacemakers have tried to tackle the Middle East conflict and failed? Yet more violence in that part of the world once again.
It always feels, doesn't it? If there's one step forward, then there's one and a half steps back. It doesn't feel like there's an answer. Of course, there isn't an answer, because what you have is two groups of people who basically want the same thing, but in a very different way, and the same land. And we see it in Northern Ireland. We see it absolutely over Palestine, the Gaza Strip, Jerusalem. Although, I mean, this is a dispute that taps into millennia, doesn't it? That's, you know, essentially the rivalry, if you like, between the Jewish people and the Muslim people. And Jews and Muslims happen to be having their same holy days at the same time. So the final days of Ramadan coinciding with Jerusalem Day. I suppose it's an argument whether that's a holy day or a national political day. But still, when you have Israeli marchers with flags in Palestinian neighborhoods and crowds throwing stones and then the police hitting back and then some with stun grenades and rubber bullets, then rockets fired by the Palestinians, airstrikes by the Israelis, people are losing their lives as well as getting their heads smashed in by batons and so forth. It's unsolvable, you would think, unless, of course, we can all discover love and peace and reconciliation. And do you know what? Let's hold out some hope for that. Maybe it can somehow settle down. And certainly there's a call for calm at the moment.
Well, the question is, will the third intifada become an inevitability, right? I mean, that's how some of the two previous uprisings began, much like what we are seeing right now. What happens next? All right, we had our own story just a week ago of a cheetah that had escaped a nature reserve. That's been found. But in China, a story of escaped leopards is causing a stir.
Yeah, leopards are tricky. Well, I suppose all wild cats are tricky animals because they're smart and agile, and boy, can they leap. And sometimes human beings are a little bit stupid, aren't they? So these three leopards that have been kept in a safari park in eastern China, in Hangzhou, which is a very famous tourist spot, apparently, for Chinese tourists. They've just had a five-day labor holiday. Throughout the whole of that five-day holiday, there were three escaped leopards, and no one let on. So it's not just that they escaped. The fact is the officials tried to hide it. Keepers were scouring Hangzhou Safari Park and then outside with drones and hunting dogs and didn't tell anyone for all that time, with all the tourists milling around outside. I mean, albeit it's strung out, it is a safari park. So how they got out is unclear. How they managed to cover it up is also extraordinary. And two of the three leopards have been recaptured. One is still on the loose. I like to think even now it's bounding across Asia, heading back your way. I assume it probably does come from South Africa, though I don't know that for a fact.
And tell me, sticking with China, Adam, a border on Mount Everest?
Isn't that an extraordinary thought? How do you do that? How do you stick a border? I mean, there is, of course, a geographical border, but it's a made-up one. China wants a line of separation. This is partly about COVID. In fact, officially, it's entirely about COVID. There's been an outbreak of coronavirus amongst mountaineering camps at base camps on both sides, both the Chinese side and the Nepalese side of Mount Everest. And they want a sort of demarcation. They don't want to see it spread. But this is also a little bit of a land grab by China. And how would you establish a line of separation? I mean, you can ask climbers to avoid each other, fine. But otherwise, would you stick up a rope or a wee fence or another Great Wall of China up Mount Everest? And who does that, by the way? You just wonder if maybe it's more of an ideological divide than an actual geographical divide. It's just one of those things, isn't it? Like with our first story, the closer we get, the further apart we become.
Yes, indeed. I mean, when will we all just get along? That's the question. Adam Gilchrist with this morning's Worldview.